Current State on 90.5 WKAR, every weekday at noon as well on AM 870 and always at WKAR.org. MSU and U of M football both emerged victorious last Saturday, but headed in different directions in yesterday's polls, if you pay attention to the polls. With us now to discuss the latest developments is current sports, Al Martin of WKAR Radio and Television. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, Mark? Good to be with you.
I am well. Well, MSU fell from number 2 to number 4 in yesterday's polls. Significant? Should we be concerned here or what?
Well, I don't think right now, I don't think there should be any thoughts of panic crossing anyone's mind. But because it's so early, and I think in the sports world, and naturally so because of the forum that it is, a lot of people, when looking at their respective team from week to week and knowing how important the college football playoff is, I mean, in its second year of existence this season, it's easy to overreact when there are just some glaring needs for a team like Michigan State and plugs that need to be, you know, really need to be filled right now as this team moves forward if they do want to be a part of those top four teams. Because, Mark, what we saw against Purdue on Saturday, when looking at how that game transpires, specifically in the second half, I mean, as a fan, yeah, I mean, you do have some legit concerns moving forward for this team.
And they are injury related, as I understand.
Yeah, well, there are injuries on this squad that are very hard to ignore. But you know how Coach D is. I mean, anytime us as media members now, even after the game, Mark, we know not to ask Coach D about injuries.
Because, no kidding.
I know, right? You know, it's like a taboo thing if you do, because you know he's going to just stare at you and say, "We don't talk about injuries
exactly.
on this team." He doesn't want to use it as an excuse. But I will say, though, Mark, I mean, the injuries for this squad have been so glaring and have been at key positions that it's hard to ignore. I mean, it started with Ed Davis going down. He's out for the season. Then you have to bring in a guy like Vyonte Copeland. Chris Frey is also doing, fill-in duty at the linebacker position as well. We saw a horrific, it was really hard to watch, Dennis Finley on Saturday as well. He went down and went to surgery that same day. Jack Conklin is gone for this team. R.J. Williamson had surgery on his right bicep. I mean, there have been so many injuries on this squad, but it's about depth. Michigan State's depth is being tested very early. And to be honest, Mark, you rather have that test early in the season so that guys who are going to fill in those voids get that experience and are accustomed as the season becomes late in the year.
Al Martin of Current Sports on WKAR Radio and Television is our guest. We're picking apart Saturday's Michigan State and U of M's game here in just a minute. Some Spartan fans are pointing to quarterback Connor Cook and saying he's not performing at a high enough level. Fair criticism or not?
I say no. And the reason I do say that, Mark, is because I don't think it's just Cook. And again, Michigan State is performing how they should perform early in games, Mark. I don't know what it is. It's hard for me to really put my finger on exactly why this team, when the third and fourth quarter hits, just seems to let off the gas and does not have that "I'm going to step on your throat" mentality. And that's what you got to have. If you want to be, again, one of the elite in the college football and have a chance at that playoff, you have to beat teams convincingly that you are highly favored against. And Michigan State, look, I have a few stats here, Mark, that were kind of glaring. And as I was flipping through today's Lansing State Journal, Michigan State right now is averaging 4.8 points in the third quarter, 10 points total in the second half this season. They are allowing, from a defensive standpoint, 6.2 points in the third quarter and 14 points total in the second half. So they are allowing more points than they're scoring in the second half, and that's why a team like Purdue was able to come back in that game. I don't know what it is. And for me, and the reason why I don't put it on Connor Cook, Mark, is because for me, from a play-calling perspective, Michigan State is way too conservative. At some point in that game, I expected to see Connor Cook sit in that pocket and challenge the secondary of Purdue and get guys like, you know, who has been his favorite target all year, Aaron Berbers, the football. That didn't happen. You saw a lot of running the football. You saw a lot of, you know, throws in the flat. It seemed as though Connor Cook is playing with a leash on right now, so I can't totally blame that on him, Mark.
MSU travels out of state for the first time this season to face Rutgers on Saturday. What does that matchup look like, and how does Michigan State need to prepare?
Well, as far as what they need to look like, I think, again, they fell from, what, number two in the nation to number four in the latest poll. I think that Michigan State has to go into Rutgers territory and beat them at least by two touchdowns if they want to stay a top five team. Realistically, Mark, and this may ruffle a lot of feathers, and I'll go more in depth on this reason why later on Current Sports. I don't think Michigan State right now is even a top 10 team. I got to be honest with you. With the way they've looked in comparison to other teams in the nation, I just don't think they're top 10 right now. I think maybe 10 to 15, around that area. But right now, number four, I just can't see it. But they need to go into Rutgers. They need to handle business and win by at least double digits. They got to cover a spread. They haven't done that. They're only one of five teams that hasn't done that this entire season.
I can only give you less than 30 seconds to comment about Miles Bridges coming to MSU men's basketball. Briefly, how excited should we be about this?
Throw a party right now. We should throw a party right here in the studio. I mean, it's that big, Mark, because you get Miles Bridges, you get Josh Langford. I mean, Miles is a five-star. You get Josh Langford, Nick Ward, Cassius Winston. These are all four- and five-star guys. And it blows my mind. It really shows you where this program is going. Ty Mizzo is really, making his mark in the world of recruiting right now. But this is huge. Maybe another top five. There's another guy out there floating as well that Michigan State may get a commitment from. This is big, though, Mark.
Current Sports on Radio. Hear more of the postmortem here on the Spartan-Purdue game at 1 p.m. on AM 870 from our guest Al Martin. Also, it's Current Sports on Television every Thursday evening at 10:30 p.m. Al, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Anytime.